let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
On June 25th, 2009, the world stopped. Shocked by Michael Jackson's death, as the news of his death swept the world, fans logged their thoughts online by the thousands, nearly crashing the web at 5,000 hits per minute. In the book Michael Jackson, We Are the Mirror, the author, Zsuzsa Dee, provides the space for humanity's voice to be heard as she catalogs a small fraction of the volumes of messages that appeared online after his death, the ultimate keepsake for his fans for years to come. Unedited, capturing the entire range of opinions and comments, the author, Zsuzsa Dee, is a published author in Bulgaria, where she was a successful creator and lead on TV shows, a successful business executive as well. Zsuzsa Dee, author of Michael Jackson, We Are the Mirror, is our guest on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you.
This will be a very interesting conversation. And Zsuzsa Dee is the name on the book. That the nickname, the pen name of Georgetta Duncan, who was with us on the program today, talking about the book, Michael Jackson, We Are the Mirror. Let's start by asking, why did you decide to write a book about Michael Jackson? When did this idea begin?
Okay, if you're going to hear, I'm an immigrant. I'm a Bulgarian immigrant, and my biggest handicap is English. My biggest, okay? And there was a spring of 2009. I was talking to my grandkids, you know what? Your handicap cannot be your barrier. You have to overcome it. If you turn your back, it's like avalanche will go over you. And you know what? My biggest handicap is my English. And I'm going to publish a book just to show you that you can do it. You can do it. I try all the time to be an example for them. Yes. Like a brave immigrant, they can follow my steps. Okay? This was, I believe, in... And they're all Finnish universities, I mean, Columbia University, Notre Dame University, Florida University. There were students this time. This was, okay, this was the spring vacation. And in June 2009, several months later, Michael Jackson died. It was like a shock for everybody. It was like I coming back from work and I said, let me see what happened. I go to internet and I was overwhelmed. I get hooked. I cannot even stop reading what people, all the spectrum of opinion, of feelings. I mean, I cry several times. I laugh several times. All over, I was pretty sad, like something died in me. And I was thinking, people have to read this. People have to read this. And then I said, why don't make a book? I wanted to make a book. This is like people writing, helping me. And I believe in a law of attraction. When you believe in something, nature or God will come and help you. I said, I don't have to write very little, maybe 5-10 pages, and people will write. Because people have to hear this. They have to see all this. It's obvious Michael Jackson is in the mind alive and that he's in the mind and subconscious of millions of people. It was like 5,000 hit in a minute. I mean, they were going like this. It's amazing. It's amazing. They said even internet stopped. But I was hooked till 1 o'clock. And then I decided right there, at this moment, I decided to write a book and to see ourselves. Because without us, even as genius musician and humanitarian, and I mean dancer, and whatever Michael Jackson icon, I mean pop icon, he is, without us, without the people, he cannot be nobody. Because somebody has to appreciate it. Somebody has to get his music in his soul, in his, and he affects so many people. I mean, I believe American people do not appreciate him as much as the people of the world.
Well, it's interesting because you were in Bulgaria and Europe at the time of his best years. How was he received there? Was he as big a star there as he was back home here in the States?
Let me tell you, in Bulgaria, we're a socialist country, very little can come through the Iron Curtain in Bulgaria. But Michael Jackson was famous. I mean, people listened to him. There were clubs of kids who was learning his moonwalk. It was well accepted because he was an international hero. He was kind of a person who unite the world. No races, white and black, kids. People accept him not only as a singer, as a transmitter or his music. He was like a human being who united the whole world. That power he was in Bulgaria. And to tell you the truth, I was very famous at this time. It was a long time ago, but I was TV show, and my husband, ex-husband, was in America. I came to see him for a month, and there were some interviews in the kids, and one of the kids said, Aunt Zsuzsa, this is me, she's visiting Michael Jackson in his palace in California. When I come to do the show, instead of interviewing me and ask me, did you find something new about the fitness, about the aerobics, about this? They asked me, how was Michael Jackson? Did he accept you? How he treat you? I said, I have not been there. I mean, but to imagine how much people was fascinated by him.
The book we're talking about is Unique Perspective, Michael Jackson, We Are the Mirror, a compilation of literally thousands of thoughts online after the death of Michael Jackson back in 2009. Zsuzsa D is the name of the author. It's on the book, J-U-J-A, capital D. Georgetta Duncan, that's her nickname since childhood. That's her pen name in writing the book. When you decided to write the book, why didn't you post your opinion in your book and leave the other people to write theirs? Why did you choose this format?
Because I feel responsible. I am a responsible person. When you give your opinion, you have to base your opinion on some facts or some experience. Opinion, by dictionary, you believe it's true, but you're not sure.
Yes.
This is your opinion. I kind of, because I've been in the media mouth, I don't believe in media. I know they invent all kind of stories. I cannot be easy manipulated. And I didn't have enough time to look in the documents to see how wrong was Michael Jackson. I did. After I compiling the stories, I see videos of FBI agents who were talking about intensive search of Michael Jackson for 10 years. And I look for the name of the lady who I saw. She was FBI agent. She said, his case was like a 4 or 5 cases, normal cases. We sought to thoroughly investigate him. And to tell you the truth, we didn't find nothing wrong. We actually find he's a decent human being. And she was talking about his library is big as the city library. And this library, you can find any kind of literature. Some of the magazines that they give them, they're all wrapped. He didn't have time to open them. I mean, one of the package or two packages were from Playboy. And she said, yes, he did have what people say, but this is gifts from different people. And now our people of America, they believe in the media and they don't believe in our judicial system. They don't believe in the facts. They don't, I mean, to give opinion, you have to know, you have to look, you have to research, you have to put your time, then you vote your voice. The other way is just gossip. And gossip, Proverbs 18:21 is saying in the Bible, in your tongue is a death and life, it's in your tongue. You can kill or you can create. And it's not good to judge people without you knowing.
Yes.
This is the reason I said I'm not going to give my opinion. I just open a space, people to say, and like now, if you ask me, I'll tell you, but in the book, I didn't put nothing from me. It was just original, authentic, with misspelling, people to see themselves. It's kind of a mirror putting against the people to see what is from abundance of your heart, the tongue speak.
Well, and that's what makes the book so real, is you've got that authenticity with people,
yes,
especially when they're told of a tragedy. This is their initial reaction as they go online, and this is what you had captured. Zhuja D, J-U-J-A-D, is the author. The book is Michael Jackson, We Are the Mirror. We've got our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on directly. What do you expect people to get out of the book, and why would you encourage people to buy this book and read it? Why would this be helpful to someone, do you think?
I believe we as a human beings, we have the responsibility not only for today, for our future. When you read this book, you're going to see opinion, hundreds, thousands, maybe, I don't know, millions, but thousands of opinion, which will open your mind a little bit to see different way of looking at Michael Jackson. Okay, I want to point one thing. Michael Jackson, personally to you, what he bring to you? For me, he bring only joy. I'm not his fan. I'm not his, crazy about him, but his music healed two members of my family. And I'm Bulgarian. He never knew me. I mean, at this point, I didn't know English when somebody gave me here is the fact. I came to see my husband, and my husband was cheating on me. My husband was broken. And somebody gave me off the wall the cassette and say, listen, you may feel better. I mean, I didn't know English. I didn't know who Michael Jackson is. I saw a black kid on a tape on the top. I put it, and the music was so nice, rhythmic. It's like a heavenly music for me. It's easy by easy. I was a month here. This music healed my heart, not completely, but put me in better space, okay?
Yes.
This is how I know Michael Jackson. And second thing, in my country, my nephew tried to kill himself only because his mother, in Bulgaria, drug addict is very, very rare, very. She was medical, and somebody taught her, or she taught herself to take pills, and she was falling and whatever. And the kid wanted to kill himself. He get in a group of Michael Jackson learning the moonwalk. He became the biggest moonwalker, the nicest, the best moonwalker, Michael Jackson dancer in the city. And how he overcome his depression and tried to kill himself. And now he's, 37 years man with family, with two kids, whatever. I mean, he helped two people of my family. What I want to say is, people get famous not for kind unreasonably. You service people, and the more you service, the more powerful you get. At some time, Michael Jackson was one of the most powerful men in the world. He can unite countries. People can follow him like. And I believe somebody get jealous about this, but this is equivalent of his service to people. You understand?
Yes.
And story starts and gossip starts, and even he was accused or vindicated. No, how is the word? He's absolutely not guilty. He's still guilty in the people's mind. I was not there. I don't say nothing. The only person that have been there can tell the truth. But this is what it is. And one more thing I want to say. We have responsibility for the future generation. When we see, you see Julia Roberts, you see Pretty Woman. When you see Radcliffe, you see Harry Potter. When you see, you say, Apple, Steve Jobs.
Yes.
And when you hear Michael Jackson, what you gonna hear? Pedophile? This is disgrace. This is not right, especially if it's not truth, because nobody knows the truth.
And you mentioned the celebrity status that you had. You know what it's like to be in the media and the focus and the attention. And now you look at the media today and social media. Everybody's got an opinion. Everybody has an outlet. They can go online and express that. And really, you need to slow it down a little bit and fully understand where it's coming from and if there's any substantiation, you know, to that. That's why what you have recorded for history is raw emotions as people are finding out for the first time this icon, this person that they turned to in dark times as you did, is no longer. He has lost his life, and the reaction to that. Boy, unfortunately, we're out of time. The time has gone by so quickly. This book, as I mentioned, is like a keepsake to his fans for years to come, and that's exactly what it is. We're looking at the book Michael Jackson, We Are the Mirror. The author is Georgetta Duncan. She's writing it under her nickname, Juja D. The book's available at Amazon. It's available at Google, all of the usual places. You can get information and log on directly to get the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. She catalogs a small fraction of the volumes of messages that appeared online after his death. As I say, these were unedited, capturing the range of opinions and comments and how Michael Jackson touched these people. Georgetta, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. This really is a unique book, a unique look at this artist and the impact he had on people. Not just here in the country, but as we talked about, a major star in Bulgaria, other parts of Europe as well. A fascinating book. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on the program. You did an excellent job. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. I appreciate you very much.
The book.
We have to straighten the records for future generations. Yes.
Yes, I totally agree with that. And the book is Michael Jackson, We Are the Mirror. It's written under the pen name of Georgetta Duncan. You'll see the name of the book is Juja J. That's J-U-J-A-D. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.